Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Welcome to all on the 16th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. For those who are unable to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament today, let us pray an act of spiritual communion and ask for the graces of the Most Holy Eucharist. My Jesus, I believe that you are in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long for you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you have already come, I embrace you and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Riley, and this Mass is being offered for the living and deceased members of the Outreach Mass community.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God
and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have been sinning, what I have lost in my words, what I have done, what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my unrestrained sorrow. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, the Virgin, all the angels and
Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. Show favor, O Lord, to your servants, and mercifully increase the gifts of your grace, that made fervent in hope, faith, and charity, they may be ever watchful in keeping your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the terebinth of Mamre, as he sat in the entrance of his tent while the day was growing hot. Looking up, Abraham saw three men standing by. When he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to greet them, and bowing to the ground, he said, "Sir, if I may ask you this favor, please do not go on past your servant. Let some water be brought, that you may bathe your feet, and then rest yourselves under the tree. Now that you have come this close to your servant, let me bring you a little food, that you may refresh yourselves, and afterward you may go on your way." The man replied, "Very well, do as you have said." Abraham hastened into the tent and told Sarah, "Quick, three measures of fine flour, knead it and make rolls. He ran to the herd, picked out the tender, choice steer, and gave it to a servant who quickly prepared it. Then Abraham got some curds and milk, as well as the steer that had been prepared, and set these before the three men. And he waited on them until the three while they ate. They asked Abraham, "Where is your wife Sarah?" He replied, "There in the tent." One of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah will then have a son." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church, of which I am a minister in accordance with God's stewardship given to me to bring to completion for you the word of God, the mystery hidden from ages and from generations past. But now it has been manifested to his holy ones, to whom God chose to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. It is Christ in you, the hope for glory. It is he whom we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. The word of the Lord.
Blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart and yield a harvest through perseverance. Alleluia.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we hear about Jesus' visit to the house of Martha and Mary. I think all of us can relate to Martha here. We heard Martha, that she was burdened with much serving. There can be times when we feel burdened, right? Whether it's expectations that others have of us or the expectations that we have of ourselves, there are times when we feel burdened with many things, just like Martha is here. I think it's easy for us to miss what Martha does when she feels this way. Again, we heard Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him. Martha comes to Jesus and tells him what's bothering her. "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving?" In the midst of being burdened with much serving, Martha feels alone. And this can happen to us too. We can be so busy with everything that's going on that we end up isolated in our own little world. So distracted and lonely here, Martha comes to Jesus. She even goes to the point of telling him to tell her sister to help her. And Jesus listens. But he doesn't give her the answer that she's looking for. He says, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things." So Jesus first affectionately repeats her name, and then knowing her heart, he shows her why she's feeling this way. She's anxious and worried. Jesus allows her to see that trying to control all these different things, she ends up being controlled by them. And this word anxious in the Greek literally means that she thinks too much about many things, unworthy of using up the energies of her mind. Her mind is scattered, thinking about 1,000 different things, and this leaves her worried. In order to calm these turbulent waves in her soul, Jesus continues and tells her, "There is need of only one thing." Or in another translation, "One thing is necessary." Then rather than telling her sister Mary to get up and to help her, Jesus extols Mary and points to her as an example to imitate.
Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. While the mind of Martha was distracted with many things, Mary had one thing on her mind, the one thing necessary, the Lord Jesus himself. So whatever things are weighing on our minds today, here at Mass, Jesus speaks these words to us. One thing is necessary. Just as Martha and Mary welcomed Jesus into their home at Bethany, very shortly, during the liturgy of the Eucharist, we'll have the opportunity to welcome Jesus into the home of our hearts as we receive him in Holy Communion. But the same Jesus that visited Martha and Mary visits us today. And just as Mary chose the better part by being attentive to the Lord, sitting at his feet and listening to him speak, we too have a choice to make. Will we let ourselves be controlled by the many things that are on our mind? Or will we look to Jesus as the one thing necessary? Because when we put the Lord first in our lives and give him the place that he deserves, then all the other things tend to fall in place. Later on in the same section in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus tells his disciples, "Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor wheat nor reap, that they have neither storehouse nor barn, yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to your lifespan?" And he continues, "If even the smallest things are beyond your control, why are you anxious about the rest? Notice how the flowers grow. They do not toil or spin. But I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass in the field that grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? As for you, do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not worry anymore. All the nations of the world seek for these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these other things will be given you besides." Jesus promises us today that if we place him first in our lives, we have nothing to be worried or anxious about. We can trust that God the Father will provide for what we need when we seek first his kingdom. As we begin this NFP Awareness Week, I'd like to close by encouraging our married couples to have this trust in the Lord when growing their families. There can be many things to be worried or anxious about with the possibility of bringing a new life into the world. With the responsibility of taking care of not only the physical needs of a child, what they are to eat, etc., but also the spiritual needs of providing for an education and, most importantly, raising them in the truths of our Catholic faith. But by keeping Jesus at the center of our family life, we can know the peace that only he can give. That amidst the uncertainties of life, when we're generous with the Lord, he is generous with us. Just as Martha and Mary welcomed the Lord into their home, Abraham and Sarah welcomed the Lord into the home in that first reading that we heard. These three strangers appear, and Abraham and Sarah open their home to them in an act of generous hospitality. At the end of that reading, in response to their openness and hospitality, they are blessed with a child. And couples, too, are called to be open to welcoming new children into their homes. And the same spirit of hospitality that Abraham and Sarah showed by welcoming their three visitors. But that begins first by welcoming the Lord into our homes, just like Martha and Mary. So may all of us open our hearts to Him today, so that we too may hear those words: "You have chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from you."
We now stand together and profess our faith. I believe in one God, calling to mind our needs this day, let us bring our prayers to God.
For all who lead the church, may God provide them with the graces they need in their ministry. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for policymakers, may the Holy Spirit inspire them in defending the dignity and sanctity of human life at all stages. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for those struggling with anxiety or depression, may the Lord bring them hope and rest. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all in this community of faith, may the Lord help us to listen to His voice so we may become His presence in the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all who are sick in mind, body, or spirit, may they come to know the healing presence of the Lord in their lives, especially Tammy Grimshaw, Ed and Lou Heitzman, Brad Gujan, our television, radio, and online community, and all those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
and for all who have passed away in the light of Christ, may the Lord bring them to everlasting life, especially Carla Barnes, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
Eternal Father, listen to the prayers we bring before you this day and answer them according to your will. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who in the one perfect sacrifice brought to completion varied offerings of the law, accept, we pray, this sacrifice from your faithful servants and make it holy as you bless the gifts of Abel, so that what each has offered to the honor of your majesty may benefit the salvation of all, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right to give you thanks, truly just to give you glory, Father most holy, for you are the one God living and true, existing before all ages and abiding for all eternity, dwelling in unapproachable light. Yet you, who alone are good, the source of life, have made all that is, so that you might fill your creatures with blessings and bring joy to many of them by the glory of your light. And so in your presence are countless hosts of angels who serve you day and night, and gazing upon the glory of your face, glorify you without ceasing. With them we too confess your name in exaltation, giving voice to every creature under heaven as we acclaim. We give you praise, Father most holy, for you are great and you have fashioned all your works in wisdom and in love. You formed man in your own image and entrusted the whole world to his care, so that in serving you alone, the Creator, he might have dominion over all creatures. And when through disobedience he had lost your friendship, you did not abandon him to the domain of death, for you came in mercy to the aid of all, so that those who seek might find you. Time and again you offer them covenants, and through the prophets taught them to look forward to salvation. And you so loved the world, Father most holy, that in the fullness of time you sent your only begotten Son to be our Savior. Made incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, he shared our human nature in all things but sin. To the poor he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners freedom, and to the sorrowful of heart joy. To accomplish your plan, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the dead, he destroyed death and restored life, and that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose again for us. He sent the Holy Spirit from you, Father, as the first fruits for those who believe, so that bringing to perfection his work in the world, he might sanctify creation to the full. Therefore, O Lord, we pray, may this same Holy Spirit graciously sanctify these offerings, that they may become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the celebration of this great mystery, which he himself left us as an eternal covenant. For when the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, Father most holy, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And while they were at supper, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, taking the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine, he gave thanks and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we now celebrate the memorial of our redemption, we remember Christ's death and his ascent to the realm of the dead. We proclaim his resurrection and his ascension to your right hand. And as we await his coming in glory, we offer you his body and blood, the sacrifice acceptable to you, which brings salvation to the whole world. Look, O Lord, upon the sacrifice which you yourself have provided for your church, and grant in your loving kindness to all who partake of this one bread and one chalice, that gathered into one body by the Holy Spirit, they may truly become a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your glory. Therefore, Lord, remember now all for whom we offer this sacrifice, especially your servant Leo, our Pope, Earl, our Bishop, and the whole order of bishops, all the clergy, those who take part in this offering, those gathered here before you, your entire people, and all who seek you with a sincere heart. Remember also those who have died in the peace of your Christ and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. To all of us, your children, grant, O merciful Father, that we may enter into a heavenly inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, and with your apostles and saints in your kingdom. There with the whole of creation, freed from the corruption of sin and death, may we glorify you through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy.
Thank you. join us in singing our first communion hymn, number 918, In the Breaking of the Bread, number 918. Second communion hymn is number 653, There Is a Longing, number 653.
Love.
Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. May the God of all consolation order your days in his peace and grant you the gifts of his blessing. May he free you always from every distress and confirm your hearts in his love. So that on this life's journey you may be effective in good works, rich in the gifts of hope, faith, and charity, and may come happily to eternal life. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Let us go forth singing number 635, Let All Things Now Living, number 635.
Thank you for joining us today for the Outreach Mass. I'm Father Gordon Riegel. Whether or not you are comfortable sharing the faith with others, when you support the Outreach Mass as a disciple, you are sharing the good news with thousands of viewers across Michigan. Please help us to keep the Outreach Mass on the air. You may send donations to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for being part of our worshiping community and for sharing the faith. May God bless and keep you.